This is Classic Rain number 11 for December 21st, 2019. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Producing audio programming for airing at Christmas time is a challenge. And so it was all those years. Hap Holly, KC9RP, produced the Rain Report from 1990 to 2019. The best holiday edition of the Rain Report was aired in 1996. It was voiced by Angela Pulveri, KA9CSO, a familiar voice in Chicago in the 80s and 90s, serving as net control for local VHF-UHF on-air special event nets, as well as narrating occasional rain reports like this one from 1996.
This is the Rain Report. I'm Angelo Pulveri, KA9CSO. This week we bring you a holiday potpourri of sorts. Three items. The first is an item we've never aired. It's a short piece that examines Santa's flight from an engineer's perspective. Author unknown.
Mission 1224 shall be designated a night launch originating at 0 degrees latitude. The simple launch egress-ingress orbiter vehicle, or SLAY-1, is designated for use on this mission. SLAY-1 is powered by 8 secondary and 1 primary RNDRs. The RNDRs are fueled by organic accelerated tinder. The mission commander shall assume the role of Systems Command Launch and Unilateral Support, or SCLAWS. At launch minus 58 minutes, feed valves RNDR-1A through RNDR-9A are opened by the External Launch Vehicle Support personnel. At launch minus 43 minutes, ELVS personnel, under the direction of the Mission SCLAWS, ensure that all manifested cargo is loaded aboard and secured in the cargo bay. At launch minus 14 minutes, all feed valves are closed, and the 8 secondary RNDRs are maneuvered into pre-designated locations forward of SLAY-1 parallel to the X-axis. The installation of the secondary RNDR is followed immediately by the installation of the primary RNDR in the extreme forward X-axis position. At launch minus 11 seconds, the S-clause commands the illumination of the red RNDR-1 launch light. The commander then manually pulls the RNDR Activation Initialization Geonorms, or RAINs, which initiates liftoff. At launch, SLAY-1 is targeted to the apex of the launch window porch, and at launch plus 15 seconds, retargeted to the azimuth of the glide slope wall. At launch plus 37 seconds, the digital autopilot is engaged, and the vehicle is upmoded to the dash-away all mode. At this point, the S-clause verifies that all mission launch parameters have been successfully executed. If lights are green and go for the mission, the general command is then issued by the mission commander, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, an uneventful rest period.
Next, we have a rare Rain editorial that was produced back in 1996 and read by Rain founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. It's entitled, The Power of Gratitude.
The power of gratitude. With all the frenzied and crazed shopping preoccupying the thoughts of so many this time of year, many feel pressure from without and from within to accelerate their plastic credit limits into hyperdrive. For the rest of us, such extravagance is not an option, often resulting in frustration, sadness, even resentment toward those who can. Every one of us needs to stop, take a deep breath, and be grateful. Grateful, some will scoff. What difference will gratitude make Christmas morning? On my 11th Christmas morning, back in 1962, I eagerly unwrapped present after present, wondering out loud, is there any more? So much for gratitude. But as children, we don't understand the value of being grateful for what we have. And as grown-ups, we should, but often aren't. Take family, for instance. Most of us have family nearby or within an hour's drive. My nearest brother and his family are 3 snowy hours away in Iowa City, Iowa. They typically spend their holidays elsewhere in warmer climes. So this time of year, when so many families spend Christmas together, we typically cannot. So, to counteract those holiday blues that might otherwise ruin Christmas morning, my wife, Stephanie, KA9WKD, and I hop into our old 91 Toyota wagon and drive through desolate streets to a nearby nursing home where I tackle the ivories, and that is tickle the ivories, play their piano for the residents and their family members during lunch. The folks really do enjoy being serenaded, and yes, they are grateful, especially those who have no family in the area or whose families have conveniently forgotten about them. But when lunch is over and most of the residents have returned to their rooms, Stephanie and I are so grateful that we can freely leave the building under our own power, climb into our car, and return home together. As you listen to this editorial, you may know someone who is hospitalized. I cannot think of a place I'd rather not be this time of year. But those who are can still be grateful. Grateful for those men and women who dedicate their lives day in and day out, putting in long hours and putting up with cranky patients who don't want to be there in the first place. Then there is gratitude for the freedoms we enjoy, freedom of the press, that permits me to produce and distribute RAIN programming without government interference, so prevalent even today in many other countries. The freedom you have to pick and choose what you listen to on radio, watch on television, read in the press, and read or listen to on the internet, free of government control. The freedom to gather together without fear of government reprisal. The freedom to travel across state lines to spend time with family and friends without government intervention. The freedom to pursue happiness in your life and career as you see fit. All these freedoms we take for granted, thanks to those who have perished defending our country. So you see, there is much to be grateful for. But how do we express all of this pent-up gratitude, you ask? This quote from a book written more than a century ago by Mary Baker Eddy puts it thusly: are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have, and thus be fitted to receive more. Gratitude is much more than a verbal expression of thanks. Action expresses more gratitude than speech. Producing these weekly programs is my way of expressing gratitude for the friends and personal satisfaction ham radio has given me the past 33 years. God bless you all. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP.
You're listening to Classic Rain number 11 for December 21st, 2019. Time to identify your station. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
Here is the last item from the 1996 Holiday Rain Report that never made it to the Rain Archives on therainreport.com. It's the reading of A Ham's Christmas by the late Walter A. Tompkins, KA9ATX. Once again, Angela Pulveri, KA9CSO.
We conclude our holiday potpourri with what has become a Rain tradition. It's the reading of A Ham's Christmas, an adaptation of The Night Before Christmas by the late Walter Tompkins, K6ATX. This was originally read for Rain in 1996 by our old friend, Orrin Brand, K9KEJ.
A Ham's Christmas by the late Walter A. Tompkins, K6ATX. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and in the ham shack was the warm glow of tubes in the transmitter rack. The logbook was brought up to date with great care in case the FCC might someday be there. XYL and harmonics were snug in their beds. No Tennessee Indians to addle their heads. I plugged in the mic and my new VFO, getting all set for a nice QSO. When from the relays there rose such a clatter, I yanked the big switch to see what was the matter. Then up on the roof, by the 2-meter beam, there came QRM like a heterodyne scream. On Gonset, on Babcock, on Viking, and Almack, on Ranger, on Collins, on Heathkit, and IMAC! Bias to the grid and volts to the plate, just watch that S-meter while we all modulate. As I turned on the rig and reached for a dial, from the antenna tuner, Santa slid with a smile. An RF choke he held tight in his teeth, coax encircling his head like a wreath. A bundle of ham gear he had flung on his back. Was that my name on a new power pack? He had a stub nose like an egg insulator, and his cheeks glowed bright red like a hot oscillator. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, laying out all the gear, then turned with a jerk, and laying a wave meter alongside his nose, said, "Please, QSL," and up the feeders he rose. He climbed up that dipole, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a jet-propelled missile. But I heard his last signal from the ionosphere.
73 88,
and a happy new year.
And that concludes a 1996 holiday edition of the Rain Report, voiced by Angela Pulveri, KA9 CSO. We hope you enjoyed this classic Rain number 11 for December 21st 2019. Classic Rain is copyright 1987-2019 Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, together with Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, bidding you very 73 and 44 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Classic Rain number 12 will air January 3rd, 2020. See you then.